Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete, online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive and keep your interests alive. It's Pete the Boss of the Beach, now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine. All right, we're broadcasting live. Guess what? Today's one of those days that Voice for Veterans is out in the community. And we're doing the community because we realize now that locally is everywhere. If you happen to be in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and you're standing downtown, you're local. We happen to be in St. Petersburg, Florida, and we're on Central Avenue, right downtown. I'm on my way to the VA, but on the way, I stopped at Hot Wax. And this is a part of Paul Harvey's way of delivering us. I'm doing the rest of the story. I started out at Grassroots, which is a wonderful, wonderful coffee bar. And they do support vets. I found out today that they have both downstairs and upstairs. Wonderful location. And they say, we support vets too. That's what we're here to do. For the rest of the time that we are going to be broadcasting, I'm going to be constantly telling you about We Support Vets Too. We Support Vets Too is our way of saying it's time for the rest of the people, the rest of the companies, the rest of the schools, the rest of the corporations, the rest of the churches, all to get behind our VA and our Veterans Administration. They work hard. But when the VA was set up, they were only looking at maybe 6-7 million. Now, between veterans and their families, we're at 30 million, or close by, or more than. But either way, they need us now. And we're going to stand up right now, and I'm at one of the businesses that say they are standing up. And of course, Grassroots is that place. We want to thank you, and we want to say, here we go. For some of the rest of the story, I was at the VA the other day, and we talked about several things. One of them was something that I'm finding out has to do with all the medical stuff. And we're dealing now directly with Richard at Veterans Health Network, which has given me a lot more understanding of the nature that comes with making sure that our veterans are being taken care of in more ways than one. You know, in the old days, it was pill, 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 and you still get pill, pill, pill from most of your standard doctors. We're not knocking doctors. They're doing what they were taught to do. But there are a lot of alternative medicines that have been around longer than the pills that are now emerging as part of the way to help our veterans. You know, PTSD is not new. It's a new name for it. Used to be called shell shock, same thing. And now they have figured out that there are other ways. Massage. Other ways. And other ways to help with PTSD, including regular old-fashioned meetings. You got AA and CA and all those other kind of A's, and we have a PTSDA through our veteran organizations. Contact us at ontheairtoday.com. Look for more information that's going to arise as we find alternative medicines that will help a veteran, especially our women veterans. We're going to say everything right now to all of those who've been paying attention to what's going on, and that the military has grown. Not just women nurses, but women communications officers. Women who do everything, including combat. Yes. So the veterans coming out now that are women have stood the test of time, and they've done what it takes to make it work. Yes, we salute our women veterans. They have made a difference, and they will continue to make a difference. We want to say thank you to them. And we want to say, yes, we are reaching out in a special way to help our women and help our veteran children, families of veterans. Families of veterans are here, and we have a commitment to take care of them as well. You know, when you come to most coffee bars, you realize that they're more than coffee. So ask when you get to one of these brand new places that say, we do kava, we do coffee, we do tea, but they all say, we support vets too. I want to say thank you, Grassroots, and all of the other little coffee bars around the country. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, let's talk about our guys, Waddell McGee, Kevin Humes, Paul Murray, Keith Winslow, who stood many years ago in a parking lot in Opa-locka, Florida, with the idea of creating a radio commitment, okay? A radio commitment to taking care of communications with our veterans. We've done it. OnTheAirToday.com was established, and we've been here ever since. We've gone on 20 years, very close to it. It took us a little bit to get it started, but I say we started. So right at 20 years ago, we were now setting up WVETOnlineRadio.com, which you can find it now still on the air with OnTheAirToday.com, and it's a good thing. What I'm going to do now is lead the coffee bar. And I'm going to go next door to Hot Wax, and then I'm going to go to the stadium, Tropicana Field, because this is in the community live. And when you hear from me next week, I'll be somewhere in the Atlanta area doing the VA from Georgia. And then I'm going to Miami. So we got a lot of shows going, and I call it On the Road with Keith, the Boss of the Beach. And you can stay tuned with me, as always, for the beginning and the end, in the style of old Paul Harvey. The rest of the stories, 8-something in the morning. I'm saying 8:05 in the morning. You can tune in for what my subject's going to be. And then, of course, back in the early afternoon, around 12:30 to 1, you will hear the rest of the story from Keith, the Boss of the Beach, on theairtoday.com. You know, I want to take a minute here and remember something that was always, you know, in the old days, we didn't have plastics. In the old days, it was all glass. And I remember the good days of glass. It was clean. When you chilled a drink in it, it stayed chilled. I love glass. And where I'm going is a place that does glass. They still blow glass. Hot Wax Glass Company. And remember, don't forget glass. Plastic is good, but glass is better. Anytime you want to do it, it's Hot Wax Glass Company coming up to make everybody happy. They support vets too. And I want to say thank you for tuning in. We're going to take a moment right here, and we're going to talk about one of my subjects that they've been telling me to talk about. You can go to OnTheAirToday.com. I got videos. I got a special presentation, and I want you to be aware of that special presentation. Veterans Cannabis Operations is back alive. U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy, Burial with Dignity, all have new videos, and we're playing them all on ontheairtoday.com. You can go on YouTube and get them. You can go to the individual websites for each one of them titles and get them. But either way, more information available for veterans, and in big support now for the whole veteran community, especially our women. Don't forget, it's ontheairtoday.com, 24 hours a day. The website, always. And the social media is on the way. Cognitive has now stood up and said, here we go. We're going to take care of your social media, and we're going to make sure that Cognitive gets all the information. A lot more stuff coming. I got Daisy Brown. She's got a couple of events. Look for them. I think it's post number 265. If I'm wrong, I'll get it right. And that is going to be in the Baltimore area. And they're going to be doing a live event. And we're going to support them. Yesterday, I spent some time down here on the road. And I want to say to everybody, thank you for your support for our veterans, no matter what. I know that the whole community is behind this campaign. And that's why I'm going to be doing what I can to support all of us, especially my friends at the YMYWCA. The Y is here to stay. When you say community, you got to include the Y, because they are here to support you. And they especially support vets too. Very soon, I'll be broadcasting live from the Y. But today, I'm on the way. I'm going to be broadcasting, and I want you to know that you're tuned in, if you're local, 96.7 Sunshine Radio, St. Pete Radio Online. You can get us live, 96.7. You can go online and get us at sunshineradio.com. And we're on the AM and FM signals and on the internet, and they do podcasts, and they're here with us. So I want to thank you for tuning in right now, and we're going to play a little bit of music. I'll be right back.
Well, I finally got the nerve up to ask her out. Just 3 more days until our big night. So I got a few things that I gotta do. If I wanna win her heart, it's gotta be just right. So I gotta wash that mud off of my 4x4. Put on a coat of wax or two. Gonna wipe down those wheels, make the chrome catch her eyes. That's exactly what I'm gonna do. Gonna make her shine like a diamond in the sun. Make her shine like a star in the sky. Make her shine so she'll know I'm the one. Make her mine. If I can make her shine, yeah, make her shine. To do here in this little one light town, so we're gonna head down to the lake. Gonna build a fire down beside the water, and I'm gonna put on some haggard Hank and straight. And back up in the woods, I'm working up a batch of my great granddad's recipe. I've loved her from afar, hope the potion in that jar will open up her heart and let her see. I gotta make her shine like a diamond in the sun. Make her shine like a star in the sky. Make her shine so she'll know I'm the one. Make her mine. If I can make her shine, yeah, make her shine. She means to me. I'm gonna find grandma's wedding band. Gonna clean off years of dust to make her look pristine. Make her sparkle like brand new before I ask her for her hand. Gotta make her perfect, that gold glistening in the sun. If I wanna make her love me and I want her to be mine, I work to make it happen, no matter what it takes. To hear her say yes and see those eyes shine. I'm gonna make her shine like a diamond in the sun. Make her shine like a star in the sky. Make her shine so she'll know I'm the one. Make her mine. If I can make her shine, yeah, make her shine. Make her shine.
Yeah. And I want to say again, Veterans Cannabis Operations right here in our area to help support those people who are trying to say yes, whatever that number is, option 3 on your voting coming up to the election. Be sure and check it out. Read it good. Know the information and vote yes. Veterans Cannabis Operations is in full support of this election period, because democracy is going to stand in America, because that's what we are and that's what we do. Work hard and be nice. This is the rest of the story. Stay tuned. Next week, we'll be coming back to you with more information from Voice for Vets. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, over and out with a shout.